All set. Call the meeting to order for the Derby Inland Wetlands Agency. First order of business is the Pledge of Allegiance. It's 7:03. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yeah, I think it's on. Roll call.
Paul Denise.
Here.
Paul Padilla.
Here.
Jennifer DeRoche.
Here.
Ray Bowers. Okay, so Mr. Chair, you have a quorum of three members present.
Now it's the public portion of the meeting. I don't know if there's no one here in the audience. Is there anyone on Zoom? That wishes to make a public comment.
Yes, good evening, Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. I see that you still draw all the crowds at these meetings, so that's a good thing. I see that you're going to be speaking about inland wetlands violations, and I'm pleased to see that you're monitoring all that's going on in the city. There are many basins that haven't been inspected in years. There's agreements with, like, the transfer station. There's the wells that are supposed to be being tested yearly, and I don't know if any reports to you have ever been presented for, any environmental concerns. Same thing with Wittick Park. They were supposed to be testing the water yearly to make sure that everything was all right with that. So that there's a number of areas that could be better handled by whomever, but unfortunately, we don't have the staff to do it. So I applaud you for still hanging in there and still trying to stay on top of the violations, and good luck in 2026.
Thank you. If there's anything specifically you're interested in getting a report on, let us know either via an email or here at a meeting.
Yeah, most certainly the water up at Wittick Park was always a concern because there's so many people still on well water up in that area. There hasn't been any blooms or anything unusual in the appearance of the water, so it's taking for granted that everything is okay there. But it would be nice to see a report on an occasion to make sure that the water is indeed all right.
Is that supposed to be on a yearly basis?
That's what it was agreed to at the time
Okay.
of approval, yes.
Okay. I'll look into that. Is there anyone else that wants to speak from the public? Okay. With that, we'll get on to item number four, election of officers as required by Section 7.1 of the Inland Wetlands Bylaws. January is our organizational meeting, at which time officers must be elected. The officers to be elected are the chairman and the secretary. The chairman presides over the meetings and functions as the head of the agency. The secretary pretty much acts more like a vice president or an assistant to the chairman, and also takes over the duties of the chairman if he isn't present at a meeting. And again, Paul and Jennifer, if either one of you want to take over the chairmanship?
I nominate Paul Denise.
I second the nomination.
Okay, I'll accept the nomination.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now, Paul, are you the exact acting secretary, or who is the exact acting
She
secretary?
was.
Would you like to do it again? Okay. All right. With that, I'll nominate Jennifer for a secretary.
Secretary, I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Update of inland wetlands violations. And there's one specific violation that's come up, but at the same time, maybe we can review the process. Hopefully, our town attorney, Brian Lehm, is on Zoom as well. Brian, are you there? Maybe not. Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm trying to get him in.
Okay. All right, we're going to be delayed for a second here while we get some individuals up on Zoom.
Now, who handles the violations?
The violations.
Building inspector.
The inland wetlands officer was informed of a violation off of Krakow Street and
I saw that.
Issued a letter.
Do you know what the violation was off yet?
What was filling of wetlands?
Pardon me?
Filling of wetlands.
Big surprise.
But the letter may have to be reissued, but at the same time, we can go over the process. Hopefully, our town attorney will be here. My reading of the regulations is that when we issue a letter of violation, we give the property owner an opportunity to come in at a public hearing to discuss the matter with us. And that public hearing has to happen within 10 days of the issuance of that letter, or at least that's my understanding.
When did he get the letter?
Well, the letter went out in December, so we may have to reissue it. In fact, there was an error in the letter in terms of the property address. So I think we're going to have to reissue it anyway. But maybe when Kevin gets on or Brian, we can discuss that in a minute. If not, we can't make a little progress with this tonight. We'll continue it to the next meeting. And one of the other things I'll do is I'll again contact the mayor's office to see if we can fill some of the vacancies on the board. I know we'll have at least one vacancy and our alternates as well.
So what is there, just four of us actually?
Yes, Ray Bowers is on it as well. I tried to contact him. I don't know if his number's changed.
She's
his email.
He moved.
Okay, but and yeah, Lynn Van Ecken moved. Yes.
So what do we need? Just another alternate?
We need actually we're supposed to have two alternates and one more regular member.
So we need three altogether.
Yes.
We should shoot for some young blood, you know,
or anyway, you know, anyone that's interested, you know, and maybe you can get someone with a background. It would help if somebody had an engineering background, something like that. Sometimes that helps. Or someone that has a little bit of knowledge, although the class that they offer online now is pretty good. The state
Oh, really?
That you normally in the past you had to attend seminars that were usually about an hour or two away. And now you can do the whole thing online. I think it's a 3-hour course.
Mm. Do we have the email for that?
I can send that out to you again.
Yeah, shoot it out to us.
We can send it out to you. I mean, I've taken their regular course. I haven't taken their online course, but I probably should again. Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I just, when I say younger, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Younger than us. Younger than us, Paul.
Follow me, you know. Just, you know, so they could be here for a while, too. And
Mark, if worse comes to worse, we'll just carry it over to the next meeting.
Well, it's been 5 years of this.
I always had trouble getting in on my phone, though. For some reason, I could never get in on my phone.
Yeah, just go to your text.
To our old secretary.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, or something. What was her name?
Oh, she's.
He's in Bishop.
Hello? Hello?
Left.
Hello?
Hi,
Hi,
Kevin. Can
Kevin.
you hear me?
You got me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Sorry, I don't know what happened, but
Yeah, maybe Kevin can maybe you can give us just a brief overview of the violation on Krakow.
yeah, so the incident started back in October. I went through my notes. I had a call from former Mayor Zekin and Dave Kubjansky that there was some filling going on at the end of Krakow Street at the old kennel. So I went down there a couple of days later. I took some photos, and sure enough, there had been some material placed in what I would consider the boundaries of the wetland. We ended up, I believe, talking to either the owner and or his contractor. I'm going through my notes now in the last hour, and explain to them that obviously this stuff it has to stop. They needed to get in touch with us, figure out what they were going and where they were going with this. I really didn't have any further communications with anybody until back in early December, when I got a call that some additional material had been placed in the wetlands. And then I went out, I took some additional photos. We've sent a letter to a company that is on record to be the owner of the property. They're down in Norwalk. We told them that, they're filling in the wetlands. They got to get in touch with us and come before our board. I haven't heard a word from anybody since then. So I spoke to you, Paul, about where we wanted to go with this, and I believe now we need to ramp up the efforts and get their attention a little bit more.
Yeah, Kevin, earlier I was telling the members here that we may have to reissue that letter because in my reading of the regulations for enforcement is after we issue that letter, we're supposed to hold that public hearing to invite that owner to come in within 10 days of the
Okay.
issuance of that letter. So
Okay.
we may have to issue reissue it. Oh, okay. Attorney Lima, did you hear what I had to say?
I did. I heard the last part of it, and I agree with it. And first of all, my apologies. I've been trying to join online, but for some reason couldn't join. But in regards to the letter, the general statutes do provide that the property owner does need or should have the opportunity to present evidence that the order should be show cause why the order should not be enforced. So I think it is going to be necessary to reissue the order at a time where this commission would be in a position to hold a hearing within the 10-day period.
Okay, so if I get this straight now, our next meeting would be in the second Wednesday in February. I should issue a letter 10 days before that and telling them to be at the next meeting and go from there.
Well, yes, the way the statute reads, it says within 10 days of the issuance of such order, the agency shall hold a hearing to provide the person with an opportunity to be heard and show cause why the order should not remain in effect. So it's within 10 days. So depending upon how the order is issued,
Okay.
you may
Well,
want to,
what I'll do is
give
I'll
yourself a
back.
few day cushion to make sure that
Yeah.
the hearing was
I'll
at the
back it up and then I'll make sure that I clear with you as to what we were saying and how do we want to proceed.
Yeah, exactly. And then, but conceptually, yes, just issue it within the time period before our next meeting, and we could hold the hearing at the next meeting.
Okay.
Are there any requirements for that hearing that we have to be aware of, Brian?
I'll double check that. I think it just says a hearing, but I would assume it's a public hearing.
I don't.
We'll want to just advertise it as a public hearing.
Yeah, I don't know if we do have to advertise it, but whatever you rule.
Yeah, I'll double check on that because I'm not 100% sure, but I'll take a look at it a little further and let everyone know.
Paul, you went down there, right?
Yes.
And you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I think
And
I also
I'll
have some
reach
pictures.
out to these people again. I actually going through my notes in the last hour and a half. I found a business card from someone who had come into our office asking about what was, I can't really remember because I think this the first time was back in October, but I do have a business card with a phone number. I'll reach out to them and try to get some contact and see, where we're going with this and know what we're going to be expecting in the February meeting.
Okay. Thank you. We're all set, I think. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Attorney Lehman. And
Sorry, sorry for
yeah.
having the problem getting on. I'm not sure what happened, but
No problem.
yeah, we all did. I don't know, but thank
I
you.
kept I tried.
Okay.
It gets frustrating after a while.
The last item on our agenda is the payment of bills, and we have no bills that were submitted at this point because we
It's just
haven't
a
had
wonderful
any
thing.
applications.
Yeah.
So, with that, I'll hear a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Okay.
Aye.
Good
Thank you,
night. Thank you,
everybody.
everybody. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
And the time is 8:20.